Well, I think that to be, he's been such a dominant player, had such an impact here in Winnipeg that, you know, he's the guy that's made a big contribution to the NHL, not only the NHL, but the NHL hockey here in Winnipeg. For me, that, you know, his numbers certainly, both internationally and in the National Hockey League, speak volumes for the player. And this is a guy that performs. You watch him play at his age, it's just a marvel, really. So that for me, you know, it's always been a pleasure to watch him play, but even to continue to play at this level like he does is something else. I just hope that we win the game as we marvel. Well, there's a couple of things I've liked. I've liked the fact we got a better. We've played two different teams with two different styles. We had a fairly long ways to go from the first game. There was a lot of breakdowns because of a lot of different factors. And the second game was a way different game that LA plays in straight lines and more physical. And I thought we responded well in the second game with the way that we played. We did some things way better. From a breakout standpoint, a support the puck standpoint, we adjusted and getting more shots to the net. So we made some adjustments that we got rewarded for. But I like the fact that we tried to change in our foundation of work, our body of work foundation-wise. And that would be trying to become a hard team to play against and then trying to get to that level. And we're a ways to go yet, but we've taken some steps, which has been good. Yeah, he's day to day. It's just a maintenance thing, you know. So we expect that he'll be playing in the game tomorrow.
Can you put some less on the ice today?
Yeah, and both players. I can't say. First of all, Klitsam, we'll see how he's doing tomorrow, but he might be a player in the game as well. Well, I think the big thing is that Pascal has invested a lot of work in trying to study the success of power plays in the National Hockey League. I think the simplicity of things has helped things. We've changed a little bit of locations and different things that we saw that we could get from our group this year. And I think that he's made it simple so far, and he's identified areas that we could be successful at, and we've used those and we have had success there. So we've got a little ways to go in what we want to accomplish, but I think he's done a good job selling the foundation of the power play to the players.
How much do the good teams?
Yeah, the power play, you know what, coaches have different philosophies on the power play and how they deal with it. Some leave it alone, some coaches practice it with no resistance, some practice it with resistance. There's all kinds of philosophies there. I think you need to go through different sequences in order to have success, whether that's 5-on-0 or, you know, 5-on-4 or whatever sticks over. I think that you have to continue to present situations that they're going to see in the game and just keep practicing. The problem is that you get when you practice the power play a lot 5-on-4, your success rate isn't very good. A good power play has a 20% success rate, 80% failure. So in practice, you can build frustration. And that's some of the things that you look at as a coach. That's why you would do 5-on-0 and go through sequences. Well, I think the thing that Mark has done well is he is playing more in straight lines. He's playing more of a pro game right now. He's starting to understand. The thing that he does very well is he's a very good student of the game, and he reads off of our centers, and he watches, and he's very coachable that way. So he's understanding that he's doing less swinging and more straight line playing, and he's in good position defensively to get the puck out of our zone to enable us to play on offense. So from that standpoint, I do agree with Devin there.
Is that the role you want Mark to have, to kind of be that catalyst for the two players to be offensive?
I don't want Mark to have the role of specifically being... The role as a center any center is to support the puck defensively and to help out. The sooner you can help out and get the puck to your wingers or get it up, positionally you got to be sound, any of them, and then you spend less time in your zone. So if he adapts to that, the better off for us and for the line, and he has done that. I don't want him to be an all-defensive guy, so let's make sure that's clear. He's an offensive player, but he's a responsible offensive player, and that's really what we want. I think his comfort level happened in late in the exhibition games where he scored. I think that helped a lot, alleviate pressure. I think that scoring in Edmonton helped him. I think he's just enjoying the game. I think he's feeling more comfortable, more at ease. I think he doesn't have the fear of going back to junior, which is stressful because there's a lot of pressure on young players today. And I think that with him, he can see that he's here and he's going to be here, and his focus is singular, more on what he can do. And I think he's excited playing with some pretty good players, and I think he sees, I think his vision of where he wants to go is more clear. So I think that's the comfort level, and I mean, he's in good shape and he feels good physically, and I think all those things are helping him.